This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
We have to reject hate in every form, because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected.
U.S. President Joe Biden in remarks Saturday at the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened Israel's expanded emergency cabinet for the first time on Sunday, saying the national unity on display sent a message at home and abroad as the country gears up to, quote, demolish Hamas in Gaza. Several people are feared dead after an Israeli strike on a building in Gaza's Al-Shadi refugee camp as civil defense forces and residents worked on finding survivors. Let's get more on that now from VOA's Steve Miller.
The strike comes as part of Israel's response to a Hamas attack last week that killed some 1,300 people. Reuters video taken at the scene shows residents carrying a lifeless body, as well as others searching through the rubble for survivors. The Palestinian Health Ministry says early Sunday that 300 people, mostly women and children, had been killed, and 800 more had been injured in Gaza during the last 24 hours. VOA has been unable to independently verify that claim. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A few hundred Tunisians protested in Tunis on Sunday in support of Gaza and were joined by Palestinians living in that North African country. We will continue to update you on what's happening both in Israel and around the world on the situation between the Israelis and the Palestinians. This is VOA News. Voting is underway in Poland that will chart the way forward for the country. The outcome of Sunday's elections will determine whether or not the conservative nationalist Law and Justice Party will win an unprecedented third consecutive term in power, where a combined opposition can win enough support to oust them. Polls are voting in London. One spoke to Reuters at the polling place.
I think they are the most important elections that I've voted in my lifetime. It's been quite a difficult 8 years for us, especially for the ones that are quite pro-European.
The EU, whose funding has driven much of the economic transformation in Poland, is withholding billions of euros in funding to Poland over what it views as democratic erosion. There was also a runoff election Sunday in Ecuador, pitting an heir to a banana empire and an attorney. Neither of them have much governing experience. The election comes as more Ecuadorians become victims of drug-related violence, which erupted about 3 years ago, but really started to intensify in August. Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev on Sunday raised the national flag in the capital of the former breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh after a military operation last month brought the territory back under Azerbaijani control. IOC President Thomas Bach has been urged by its members to change Olympic rules on term limits so that he can get another 4 years as president. Let's listen to this report from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Bach's presidency is due to end in 2025. The 12-year maximum was agreed upon in anti-corruption reforms passed after the Salt Lake City bid scandal broke in the 1990s. Several of the IOC's 99 members cited the recent years of global crises and suggesting they needed more of Bach's leadership that started in 2013. Bach says the praise went straight to his heart, but he cautioned he is loyal to the Olympic rulebook that enforces term limits. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oscar winner George Clooney urged Hollywood studios on Friday to return to the bargaining table with striking actors to try to resolve their differences over a new labor contract. Negotiations between the studios and the SAG-AFTRA Actors Union were suspended on Wednesday after studios rejected a demand for a bonus tied to the number of streaming TV subscribers. Clooney called the breakdown in talks worrisome. More news on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.